Isbell. It's great to talk with you. How are you?
I'm doing good, man.
You're a professional musician. You're in a really cool band. You live in Memphis, Tennessee. How did you get into music in the first place?
Well, you know, actually, my parents, nor my brother and sister, they never really listened to music, honestly. And my brother's 11 years older than me, and my sister was like 8 or 9 years older than me. So I was just kind of left alone as a kid. And honestly, I had a couple of instruments laying around the house. And one of them was a three-string guitar, and I just kind of tuned it my own way and started going at it from there.
How did you know how to tune a guitar?
I didn't really know how to tune it properly, per se, and I think it ended up kind of in a bar chord form. It kind of ended up in like a 1-5-1 kind of thing, and it was just my ear, just what sounded right versus what sounded wrong.
Were your brother and sister, who were quite a bit older than you, were they into music as well, and you kind of got that by osmosis, or...?
No, my brother and sister didn't even play music, really.
Really?
Yeah, my brother had a couple of records and whatnot, but neither one of them played. My sister sang a little bit, but it was really church that, you know, singing and whatnot probably came into my life. But I did, you know, like I said, I did have this little acoustic guitar that had a couple of strings on it, and a couple of the tuners were busted off.
What kind of church did you go to?
I grew up Catholic, actually, which is not the most fun.
Yeah.
It's not the most fun music in the world.
It's not the Church of God like Robert Randolph was growing up in.
No, not at all, man. But I tell you what, there's something to be said about a big pipe organ and the blast of noise that it makes. It's overbearing. And that's probably what kept me awake, is just waiting for that organ to hit. I picture me. Yeah, see, let me go.
Well, the Ghost Town Blues Band has played around here in Central Illinois just a little bit. You've got a great new album called Hard Road to Hoe. Before we get talking about the album itself, can you talk a little bit about the band and how you guys got together?
Cool. Well, we started out in 2009, and we started out as a trio and almost immediately started playing on Beale Street. And then during our set breaks, you know, we'd pop over to other clubs and catch other musicians and whatnot. So over the years, we've kind of evolved into this 6- and 7-piece band, kind of depending on where we're playing. We'd sit in with each other's band, and it just kind of naturally happened. Well, we've been fussing and fighting, never getting along. 5 years of bad luck. I guess I was wrong. Before she got in the taxi, I stopped her to say, I said, I hate to see her going. I love it when you walk away. Yeah, I love to see her walk away.
Living in Memphis, how difficult is it to get gigs on Beale Street?
It's not that hard to get a gig. It's a lot harder to keep a gig.
Is it a lot harder to get paid for a gig there as well?
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. It's a saturated market, you know, and there's a ton of great musicians in town.
Kind of like being in Nashville,
and,
probably.
Yeah, even though we kind of have a name for ourselves, we still don't even get paid, you know, immensely on Beale Street. It's something you got to work for. And I think that the bar owners know that a good band's going to be able to work the crowd, you know, work the tip bucket a little bit. And you always hope that the tourists that come to town are fairly generous.
Well, let's get into some of the songs on the album. Let's get to the opening track, Hard Road to Hoe. It's the title track. Is this sort of autobiographical and how hard you guys have been working?
Yeah, I mean, you can put whatever spin you want on it. But I think really at the time when I wrote that, my mom passed away in like 2008. My dad's battling Parkinson's disease.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's a pretty tough one. And to watch him kind of go downhill and to lose my mom, it's kind of autobiographical in that. And then the weird thing is I actually play the cigar box guitar. This particular one is actually my grandmother's silverware chest on that tune. So it's kind of like a family heritage ode to the black cloud that follows the Isbells around. You know what I mean? Mama's in the green with her soul's gone to heaven. Yeah, my daddy's on his way, and that's a hard road. He gave me this guitar, and now I'm learning how to play it. Yeah, I have to stop and sing.
You're listening to GLT Blues Next, the Ghost Town Blues Band with Hard Road to Hoe. That's the title track. Before I get to another track on this great album, you as a band, I mean, you can play some traditional stuff, but you also have an idea about bringing, I don't know if it's blues music in general, kind of a rootsy music into the year 2015. Would that be an accurate way of saying what you're trying to do with the band?
Yeah, I mean, there's no actual real intention when we get together and play music. I'm not trying to start a revolution or anything, but we've got such a different mix of guys where I got a rock and roll drummer. I kind of come from a folk background, and my keyboard player definitely played in the Baptist church. And then our trombone player, he's got a hip hop background. It's just the natural mix that things seem to steer, and it's just steered in that direction. We couldn't control it.
So when you're playing a live gig, do you incorporate a little bit of hip-hop every once in a while?
Believe it or not, we blow some people's minds when Suavo gets up there and raps a little bit, yeah. If the show is right.
There are some blues people that have a huge problem with that, so I think it's kind of cool.
Right. I mean, there's definitely traditionalists, and we don't really try to pander or cater, but we definitely feel out the crowd. And if the crowd feels like they can take it, we'll give it to them, you know. Otherwise, you know. We're gonna play to the crowd a little bit.
Sure. Matt Isbell with the Ghost Town Blues Band is our guest. Hard Road to Hoe is the name of the album. Let's get to a song that you had a guest on, Brandon Santini, who was someone that's one of our favorites here at GLT Blues. Tip of My Hat is the name of the song. Could you talk a little bit about that song?
To fast forward a little bit, Santini just joined us on stage at the Memphis and May Beale Street Music Festival to play Tip of My Hat and My Doggy, which are two of the songs that are, you know, he graced us with his presence, I should say, on the record. Brandon's a great guy. He's got a dog. He wanted to be on the song My Doggy. And then while he was there, you know, I had to make sure I made him work twice, you know.
First you take the butter and slap it in your pan. You're cooking up some biscuits, baby, can I be your man? You're filling up my belly, you make me feel all right. I'll butter up your biscuits and I'll keep you up all night. If you want to give me, you got to get with me. If you want to give me, you got to get with me. I don't care what you think about that. I can get you, baby, with the tip of my hat.
And what's the story about My Doggy?
My Doggy, I mean, it's just a song about the hounds. Brandon's got a dog too. I mean, you can smell a cat lover, you know. So Brandon was good enough to join us on the record.
Come here now, I got a bone to pick with you. You ain't sending me out to the doghouse tonight, yo. Got me howling at the moon.
Well, Matt Isbell of the Ghost Town Blues Band, thank you so much for your time. It's a wonderful new release. And let's play one more song. Can you give us a song that maybe was kind of a surprise, or there's a little story behind the song that surprised you in the recording
process?
Yeah,
that's cool. All right, let's do a surprising thing. Here's one of the songs that surprised me. We were looking for a slow blues ballad for the record, and I've got a friend named Paula Smithart, she's in her mid-50s, working as a nurse. But she's a killer musician, and one of her sons is one of our contemporaries down on Beale. She wrote this great song called Nothing But Time, and all I did was kind of switch the gender around in the song. It turned out to be this killer, powerful blues, almost a Bonamassa meets Pink Floyd kind of thing.
What's her name?
Her name's Paula Smithart.
Well, we'll give it a listen on the way out then. Hard Road to Hoe is the name of the album. Ghost Town Blues Band, they're going to be here in Central Illinois real soon. Matt Isbell, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on this album.
Cool. Thanks, buddy.
I got nothing but time. Is on my head. I got nothing but time. It's on my head. my door. Said you wanna be friends. I got nothing but time. 'Cause you found a new me. Don't think I'm gonna stand by. Shed a tear over you. I may be young, but I pay my dues. They'll never love you the way I do. I got nothing but time. It's on my head. Nothing. Cause you found a new mate.